Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Back, and happy Thanksgiving if you do that kind of thing, and let's welcome some new members. In the last week or so, we've got Mats Bruun, Tyler Gibson, Bridge, Sadeg, BM, Dimitri, and Coffee Eyes. Those are all new members. Welcome to the club. Thank you for spreading the word, telling friends about this Patreon, which is becoming a pretty cool place to come and share ideas about guitar. Let me put some things out there and see if people dig it, answer your questions, and provide a forum for international conversation about the guitar and the challenges of this instrument. So, I'd like to continue talking about Confirmation, Charlie Parker's Confirmation. And let's talk about this kind of a sound. Just focusing on the dominant chords right now, and I'm going to refer to some things that have to do with symmetry of a diminished structure, like a diminished chord. And if it's unclear what I'm talking about, I recommend to go back in the videos and search for the symmetry series. There's a long series I did called Symmetry, but the first few of those are enough to kind of get the idea of what I'm talking about in this video. But as a short version, I'll just say, well, look, for every dominant chord, we're just going to get the diminished. We're going to play a diminished sound in that spot. So, like, for example, on this A7, that's the first dominant chord we have, right? So, and which diminishes is on what? There's only three. Right, there's the one that has C natural in it, there's one that has C sharp, the C natural, C sharp, and D. Then you can say, well, there's one with E flat, but that's the same as the one with C in it, and so on. So you can call it whatever you like. For the sake of thinking about how it functions, I would like to name it by the note that's like the leading tone of where we're going. So on that A7, I'm going to call that a C-sharp diminished, because that C-sharp is going to D, like this. Right. That note's going, is the leading tone to wherever we're going. We're going to D minor in this case. You could think about the diminished many different ways. You can also just think of it as kind of starting off of the third of the dominant, because that's really what it is. Like, if I play A7, I start on the third, and I play that diminished triad that's in the chord itself, and I add one more minor third, that gives me that flat nine sound. Sorry. So all I'm doing to get that sound that I just played before is I'm playing just in the key, basically, or whatever, you know, kind of, as we talked about in the how to play changes thing in the previous one, just playing stuff from F major or B flat major, you know, and if I'm on B flat, if I'm on the four chord, and then focusing, but really focusing on the dominant chords. So if I just kind of play diminished for each dominant and then kind of resolve it, what would that sound like? So I go. I'm just playing a diminished. The diminished I'm playing are like C sharp diminished on this A7. Now on this G7, like a B diminished, and then this on every 2-5 there's a diminished. So the diminished on the 2-5 going to the 4 chord is off of the A to make the F7. And then for this 2-5. A minor D7, I'm playing that F sharp. And then there's a G7. And then there's a C7. So you can see that any circle of fifths movement, if I go from D7 to a G7 to a C7, now I've played all 12 tones, right? That's 12 notes. That's all 12 notes. The three diminished chords that are right next to each other. Or you could do three-dimension whole tones. That's going to catch all of them as well. You know, anything like that. Because going up a whole tone is the same as going down a half step. Right? It's the same as... You can work that out theoretically, but it should become clear once you write down the notes. So in any case, those are the dominants that I'm focusing on the A sections. And then on the bridge, there's just one here on the F7. Then there's one on the A flat 7 playing a C diminished, and then one back to F. So I guess there's three. You know, you got one on the F7 to go to the B flat, and you got one to go to the D flat, right? Now you know because it's going to B flat and to D flat. Those are keys that are in a minor third relationship, right? So actually, the diminished that you use to go to B flat is the same as the one that you use to go to D flat. See, I could use the exact same setup and resolve it in two different ways. Like, let's see. Simple, and then so I could resolve down to the root that way, you know, I could go. Same line, interesting, right? So, and then one more diminished to go back to F, and that's the one that the leading tone to F is E. So I just think. So the point of this is that this diminished gives us really a lot of color on all the dominant chords. It gives you the feeling that it's moving, right? Because that diminished is two tritones put together. They need to resolve, and they resolve either. They can either resolve in terms of chords, like, you know. Like some sort of, you know, or they can resolve melodically, you know. So I'll play a chorus where I'm focusing on the dominant chords, and I'm just playing diminished in those spots. One, two. One, two, Okay. So I hope that makes sense. And, of course, this can be extrapolated into all kinds of substitutions that come out of that diminish, which is the next step in that symmetry thing. So I'll do another video on this. This is just to get started. But to get the feeling of all that movement in this tune, I think that getting into the diminished sound really helps, much more so than any kind of, like, scale theory or something like on these dominant chords as we play this type of scale or something like that. The notes that really have the tension in them that want to resolve are those notes from the diminished structure that, you know, on each dominant chord, which is like the third, fifth, flat seven, and flat nine. And that upper structure can be used really, really smoothly to connect things, you know, melodically. So anyway, I guess I'll stop there for today, and let me know if you have any questions about this. I have gotten a lot of nice comments on this series. People seem to be digging it, so I'll keep going for a little while until people get tired of it. All right. Happy Thanksgiving again. I hope you enjoy your weekend. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.